Good afternoon, residents. Kim Fuller here. The board's been in a meeting for the last 2 hours and trying to figure this stuff out. And so it's hard for me to just call Bob Fearing and say, Bob, come down here and introduce this. So, Bob, I'm going to do this without you this time. Okay, we've been talking over this new order out of the county, which refers to state. And for those of you who don't want to listen to 10 minutes of this, the short answer, and then I'll tell you why how we got there, the short answer is the board is going to make no changes to the mask rules at the moment. So the short answer is no changes to the mask rules, and I'll explain why that in a minute. There is clearly a change in the gathering order. And that is as simple as this. I'll read it to you right out of the legal documents they sent us that we have to enforce. And it says, all gatherings with members of other households are prohibited. So what's changed for gatherings is you may not gather with three other households anymore. Under the new order, you may not have visitors. Oh, by the way, somebody asked me about visitors and guests. Visitors and guests are the same thing. So if I use one term and then the other term, it's not two different things. So anyway, there's no visitors or guests to gather anywhere in any venue at any time for the next 3 weeks. So that three household plan is void. It's done. Now, what it means is also keep in mind there's a 10 p.m. curfew order out by the state and county at the moment. So technically, if you were to have a visitor, which the state says you're not supposed to because you're supposed to be stay at home, everyone's supposed to be at home at 10 p.m. So as far as the HOA, as far as gatherings, we are not looking for violations of this order on private property. We are going to look for and enforce no visitors and no gatherings on common property. So streets, parking lots, tennis courts, golf course, no gatherings. Stay away. Now, the exception on the guest rule is golf. We do allow visitors for golf. So outside play is allowed on golf. The HOA will not be looking for violation of the state order on private property. We will investigate any complaint on private property, but we're not looking for it. But if somebody was kind of flagrantly obvious, if you got a party of 10 people in your backyard when there's supposed to be no gatherings whatsoever, and somebody complains, we will investigate that. So keep in mind, the state order no longer allows for three households to gather outside. So there's no gatherings anywhere in any venue at this moment. Now, the masks became much more complicated. I will tell you what one of the orders that we got said about masks was this, that masks are now required 100% and social distancing is required. That seemed pretty clear. Except when we tried to get verification because other parts of the website say something else, it was very difficult to try to get a conclusion out of the county. And as a matter of fact, bless all you residents. Thank you all for writing. I mean, some of you aren't really happy about a potential mask order. We all get that. But what you did help me with is tracking down a lot of different places on the website as to what is relevant. So we have one part of the website says masks are required 100%. And then I have another part of the website that says persons outdoor and maintaining 6 feet are exempt from wearing a mask. So what do you say about that? So I got to tell you, here's how this goes once in a while. I contacted the county directly to talk to one of the health officers. And mind you, I got through. And I sent them, they asked me to send them the two different documents related to these orders. And I did that. And they took my email address. And when they got all done, they did admit that there seems to be a conflict in the descriptions of what we're supposed to do. And so their answer in an email to me was, please read California Shelter in Place Executive Order, which I've done. We've done, all the board's done this, and read all of the frequently asked questions and read all of the shelter in place essential critical infrastructure workers. And they went on to say that these orders come from the state, call the state. So basically at that point, the county blew me off to the state. And we have not heard back from the state yet, but that's where we're at. So because of the confusion, because there's no clear statement, the board chose that we're not going to implement conflicting information. We're not going to say masks are required everywhere outside if the state also is saying masks are not required outside. So until we get something official, masks aren't changing. Now, what that means is you are required to carry a mask. You are not required to wear a mask outdoors. Definitely, you don't have to wear a mask in your own home. Put that aside. Now, what it does say, though, is if you potentially are within 6 feet, you need to put on a mask. I've even have some of the state website will say if you're within 8 feet. I have another one source that says if you're within 30 feet. That's what we're dealing with here. We are dealing with so much conflicting information on trying to get to the correct answer to be safe and move on. Now, no question, wearing a mask is safer. Let's just put that on the table. Everybody wants you to stay healthy, safe, and alive. So when in doubt, put on your mask. You're required to carry one. So for the moment, no change in the mask orders. If you're outside, you don't have to wear one unless you're within 6 feet. And there you go. Now, I'm going to move on. And now if you have questions, I'm doing this off the cuff right now because the board just got done. If you have questions, send me the questions. And if necessary, I'll line up all those questions and I'll do a podcast tomorrow, send out another e-blast in order to clarify. But hopefully this will make clear the mask is the same as before. Gatherings, no gatherings are allowed at all. None. Now, DRC. Oh, I need to bring up DRC. DRC, which is for all of the design review applications, you want to do something to your front yard, backyard, side yard. We're asking that you email the awareness form and your plans to your neighbors so that you don't have to have contact with them. We want to avoid contact with people as much as possible. That's the whole key here. So after you get your application filled out, email it to your neighbor and just ask for a response that says they are aware of your plans. Now, this DRC process is going to take a little time. We've had a lot of applications lately. I'm not sure why. I guess because we can't go do things, gather as much. Now people are going to garden or something. They're going to do stuff in their yard. So it'll take a little time, but bear with us. Okay, I was here just quickly to give you that information. Hopefully that answers the question as we move forward. If you have questions, let me know. I'll be back tomorrow to answer anything. But the short story, gatherings, all gatherings are prohibited outside of your household. So you can only gather with the people in your household. Family members are not household members. So your kids that live somewhere else are not household members. Your grandkids are not household members. According to the state order, you are not to meet with them. And masks, no change. Do exactly what we've been doing. Carry a mask. You're within so many feet. Please put it on. If you want to help to be safe, please put on a mask. That's what's going to help keep you safe and healthy. In the meantime, if you have any questions, let me know. I wish you all well. Sorry for the confusion, but believe you me, the board is also quite confused as we go through this, trying to find the correct path. Take care of yourself. See you soon. Bye-bye.